A new kind of coal-fired power plant meant to help decrease global warming is taking a step forward today. A consortium of coal companies and utilities has announced it will build its FutureGen power plant in Mattoon, Illinois. Mattoon beat out other towns in Illinois and Texas as home for the $1.8 billion facility. As the plant generates power rather than shooting carbon dioxide into the air, it will pump it deep into the ground. Matthew Wald of the New York Times is here to talk about how it'll work. And Matt, what's the process?
They take the coal and instead of grinding it up and burning it the way you do in a conventional plant, they cook it and it gives off two gases, hydrogen, which is benign. When you burn it, you get nothing but water, and carbon monoxide, which we think of as a pollutant, but here is a fuel gas. You mix the carbon monoxide with water. It grabs hydrogen out of the water. So you then end up with carbon dioxide, nicely separated, and more hydrogen. You burn the hydrogen to make power, and then you have this nice clean flow of carbon dioxide that you can dispose of.
And dispose of, they're saying, by putting it under the ground. How's that going to work? How's this carbon capture going to work?
The plan is it starts out as a gas, and you pump it up to a really high pressure. It becomes a liquid about a mile and a half down into the ground, where it fills up the little tiny pores in the rock, eventually chemically is absorbed into the rock, and never bothers us again.
Theoretically.
Well, everyone thinks this is going to work, but nobody's actually done it. And if we're going to continue using coal and we're going to prevent huge concentrations of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we're going to have to test this out. We're going to have to see how much energy it takes to stuff the stuff down there and how long it stays there.
This is a pretty expensive test, $1.8 billion to figure out if this is going to work.
It'll work, but it's not clear it's the best way to do things, and it's not clear how to integrate all these different technologies together.
Let's talk about the interests behind this FutureGen plant. We mentioned coal companies and utilities, but the federal government is involved, the Energy Department, and there's been some friction there.
The original plan, as announced by the president, was $1 billion. That was in 2004. Since then, the price of building power plants has gone way up. So now it's $1.5 billion to build and maybe $300 million to run. You'll earn back a lot of that $300 million by selling electricity. But these are your tax dollars. The private participants are putting in $400 million. The federal government wants to renegotiate the deal. Initially, it said it would pay for 74%. Now it wants the private companies to pay for more as the price goes up. And remember, we haven't broken ground yet. It's entirely likely to go well above the current estimate.
Do you figure this plant will be cost effective at some point?
No. Sequestering carbon is not cost effective. You don't make money sequestering carbon. You save money sequestering carbon if you say it's better than global warming. So if there is a allowance price for carbon, a tax, $10 a ton, $20 a ton, $50 a ton, this might be the cheapest way to avoid emitting carbon. But it's not where you're going to make your money. It's how you're going to lose the least money.
And critics, I suppose, also would say that this just reinforces our reliance on fossil fuels.
Yeah, but there's a lot of coal out there. There's at least 100 years, probably several hundred years. But if you try to replace all that quickly, you got problems. You have to figure out what the substitutes are. Wind is nice, wind is cheap, but wind is not reliable. Sun is somewhat more reliable, but only for a certain number of hours a day. The leading candidate for replacing fossil fuels right now is what I like to call WT. It all sounds better as an acronym. That's wishful thinking.
Okay, Matt, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
The New York Times, Matt Wald.